Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 today, Friday the 21st of November. There are warnings of gales in Bailey and Southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800, low, Humber, 1010, losing its identity. The area forecast for the next 24 hours, Viking, north at Cira, northerly 2 to 4, backing southwesterly 5 to 7. Rain, good, occasionally poor. South at Cira, northerly 2 to 4, backing southwesterly 4 to 6, showers, good. Forties, Cromarty, 4th, northwest 3 to 5, backing southwest 5 to 7. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Tyne, Dogger, north 3 to 5, backing southwest 5 or 6. Showers, good. Fisher, German Bight, north or northwest 2 to 4, backing west 4 to 6. Showers, thundery in German Bight, good, occasionally moderate. Humber, Thames, cyclonic 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in Thames, becoming variable 2 to 4, then southwest 4 or 5. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Dover, White, northwest 5 to 7, becoming variable 3 or less, then southwest 3 or 4 later. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Portland, Plymouth, Biscay, north 5 or 6, becoming variable 2 to 4, then southwest 4 or 5, except in Biscay. Showers, thundery in Biscay, good, occasionally poor. Trafalgar, southeast Fitzroy, northerly or northeasterly 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 in Fitzroy. Showers, good. Northwest Fitzroy, northerly backing westerly or southwesterly 4 to 6. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Seoul, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, north 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then southwest 5 to 7. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Shannon, Rockall, Malin, variable 4 or less at first, except in Rockall, otherwise southwest 5 to 7, veering west or northwest 4 to 6 later. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Hebrides, southwest 3 to 5, increasing 6 or 7, perhaps gale 8 later, then veering west 3 to 5. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Bailey, south 6 to gale 8, veering west 4 or 5. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, northwest 3 to 5, backing southwest 6 or 7, perhaps gale 8 later, then veering west 4 or 5. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Faroes, southeast Iceland, southerly or southwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in southeast Iceland, veering westerly 4 to 6. Rain, good, occasionally poor. And the weather reports from coastal stations for 23.00, Tyree Automatic, west-southwest 1, 24 miles, 1025, rising slowly. Stornoway, west by south 3, 30 miles, 1024, steady. Lerwick, north-northwest 3, more than 38 miles, 1020, now falling. Wick Automatic, northwest 4, 16 miles, 1022, now falling. Aberdeen, northwest 4, 30 miles, 1022, rising more slowly. Lucas, west by north 2, 30 miles, 1023, rising more slowly. Boomer, north-northwest 4, recent precipitation, 4 miles, 1021, rising more slowly. Bridlington, northwest by west 3, 1019, rising more slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, northwest 5, 11 miles, 1015. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, north-northwest 6, 11 miles, 1018. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, Northwest 3, 1020, rising slowly. Jersey, north by east 4, 24 miles, 1020, rising. Channel, light vessel automatic, north 5, 11 miles, 1021. Scilly, automatic, north by west 4, 19 miles, 1024, rising slowly. Milford Haven, north by east 2, 24 miles, 1023, rising slowly. Aberporth, north by east 5, 24 miles, 1023, rising more slowly. Valley, north-northeast 2, 19 miles, 1023, rising slowly. Liverpool Crosby, northeast 3, 19 miles, 1023, rising. Valencia, east by north 1, 27 miles, 1028, rising slowly. Ronald's Way, north-northwest 3, 27 miles, 1024, rising slowly. Malinhead, south by west 2, 27 miles, 1025, rising slowly. Macrihanish automatic, southeast by south 1, more than 38 miles, 1025, rising slowly. And here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300. The general situation, a cold northerly showery flow will weaken as a transient ridge of high pressure moves east across the British Isles, bringing a brief spell of quieter weather on Friday before a band of rain and strong southwesterly winds moves east over the region later Friday and into Saturday. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney, northwest 2 to 4, backing southwest 5 to 7. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, northwest 4 or 5, backing southwest 5 or 6. Showers, then occasional rain, good, occasionally moderate. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, north 3 or 4, backing southwest 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later. Showers at first, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, north 4 or 5, backing northwest 3 or 4, then southwest 5 or 6 later. Showers, fair later, good. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland, northerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in Thames Estuary, backing southwesterly 3 to 5. Showers, perhaps thundery at first, fair later, good, occasionally poor at first. Northumberland to Selsey Bill, northwesterly 5 to 7, veering northeasterly, becoming variable, then southwesterly later 2 to 4. Showers in east, perhaps thundery at first, fair later, good, occasionally poor at first. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, north 4 to 6, becoming variable 3 or less, then southwest 3 to 5 later. Fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, north 4 to 6, becoming variable 3 or less, then southwest 4 to 6 later. Showers in west, good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, north 4 or 5, becoming variable 3 or less, then southwest 4 to 6 later. Showers, fair later, good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel, north 4 or 5, becoming variable 3 or less, then southwest 5 to 7 later. Showers, fair later, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, north 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less, then southwest 4 to 6 later. Showers, fair later, good. Isle of Man, north 2 to 4, backing west or southwest, increasing 5 to 7 later. Fair, rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch, north, backing southwest 2 to 4, increasing 5 to 7 later. Showers, rain later. Good, occasionally poor later. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel, northerly 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less, then southwesterly 4 to 6 later. Showers, rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, variable 3 or less, becoming southwest, then cyclonic later 5 to 7. Showers, then rain, good, occasionally poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, variable 3 or less, becoming southwest 6 or 7, perhaps scale 8 later, then cyclonic 4 to 6. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Shetland Isles, northwest 4 or 5, backing southwest 6 or 7 for a time. Showers, rain for a time, good, becoming moderate or poor for a time. And that completes the shipping bulletin. And with the clock creeping towards 1 o'clock, it'll be time shortly for BBC Radio 4 to hand over to the BBC World Service. Radio 4 Extra continues through the night, about to get underway over there, another instalment of John Peacock's Victorian detective thriller, The Kittenhauser. Radio 4 returns at 5 a.m. when Vigialis will be in this chair. We'll hope you'll be able to join us then for that or for the rest of the good stuff we've got for you tomorrow, including Sir Tim Berners-Lee on Desert Island Discs at 9 a.m. and a special edition of the food programme from the BBC Food and Farming Awards in Bristol at 11 a.m. Just a couple of the highlights here on BBC Radio 4 tomorrow morning. Until then, this is Richard Evans about to head off home. On behalf of all of us here at BBC Radio 4 and everyone working through the night at Broadcasting House in London, wishing you a peaceful night. North Star. Good night.
I'm Chris Barrow with the BBC News. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has given a guarded response to new proposals drafted by Washington to end the war with Russia. He said Ukraine needed a true, dignified peace that would not be broken by a third Russian invasion. Details of the plan have not been confirmed officially, but media reports indicate it's heavily based on Russia's demands. This is what the White House spokeswoman, Caroline Levitt, told a press briefing.
Special Envoy Witkoff and Secretary Rubio met with some of the Ukrainians just in the past week to discuss this very plan. We are hearing out both sides of this war to understand what can you commit to end the war. And that's ultimately how we are going to get to an agreeable solution. That's what the president has directed of his team.
The National Crime Agency in Britain is warning citizens that anyone buying cocaine could inadvertently be funding Russian arms manufacturers. Investigators have found a link between money laundering networks and a bank in Kyrgyzstan, which helps Russian arms companies evade sanctions. Daniel Sanford reports.
For years now, the National Crime Agency has been trying to undermine the work of two Russian-led money laundering networks.